Today is Wednesday, November 17th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, we were talking about the weekend, and not much else happened on the weekend. I talked about the fly situation, and, you know, we just... Sundays are always just kind of a typical... We do our grocery shopping. We really should do our grocery shopping on a different day other than Sunday. Because in the South, I don't know how it is in the North, but in the South, Sunday afternoon is very busy for stores. Because usually what people will do, or for grocery stores especially, usually what people will do is they will go to church, the morning service, and then they'll go out to eat for lunch. So all the restaurants are really busy at lunchtime on Sunday. And I'm only, this is only from my experience in the Bible Belt. Maybe it's exactly the same in other places where less people go to church, but maybe it's, oh, everyone does brunch on Sunday, you know, or whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying from my experience, you go to church, Sunday school and church, and then you go to lunch at Golden Corral or whatever, you know, and then you, the whole family goes to the grocery store, you do your grocery shopping, and then you go home. And it really is the easiest day to do your grocery shopping, other than the fact that everyone else is doing it. Everyone. Now, I know Fatty goes grocery shopping on Wednesdays because they've got some senior citizen special or whatever. But, and I don't know, maybe senior citizens go at some special day of the week. I'm not really sure, but all I know is it's really busy. And we even did our grocery shopping in the evening this time, and it was still super busy, like just really busy. But one thing I didn't mention is, at least I hope I didn't mention this. I should do little bullet points for what I say in a show so that when I record my next show, I don't say the same thing. But Daniel did recommend that at one point. But I didn't, and I don't think I've talked about it, so I'm going to talk about it. And then someone's going to write me on Twitter or something and say, yes, you did, Adam, you already said the same thing. But Sunday morning, I go into church, and we have an infectious disease doctor who plays trombone. He's a specialist. And he hasn't been coming to church for a year and a half, 2 years since COVID started, because he's a doctor and he is actually intelligent and understands you need to be wearing a mask and not playing an instrument around a bunch of people. And, you know, at least until everyone's vaccinated. And so after he got vaccinated and, you know, had his all of that and more people were getting vaccinated and everything, he eventually came back, but he just came back recently. And I don't know if he was looking at percentages or numbers of deaths in the state or number of vaccinated in the state. I don't know how he was making his decision, but he eventually came back. So on Sunday morning, he was not in rehearsal Wednesday night, but Sunday morning he was there. So he comes into the orchestra area on the stage. We have a little side steps that are just for the orchestra, and we can go up and, you know, without... It's just a kind of a back way for us to get to the stage that leads directly to the orchestra section. And usually it's a pit, and we do have a pit at this church, but they covered the pit over and everyone stands in that area. They extended the stage, and now the orchestra is on the stage, but we have a wall. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Anyway, so I would usually say we went into the orchestra pit, but we don't use the pit anymore. So anyway, I hear him talking to these other trombone players, and we had this older guy trombone player who only comes, he's only here during like fall and winter months. And then in spring and summer, he and his wife go to Montana and they work in some national park in Montana. I don't know if it's Yellowstone or I don't even know if Yellowstone's in Montana, but anyway, he works in a national park. I think because they like national, I just think it's the thing they're doing in their retirement just to, yeah, they make a little extra money, but, you know, it gives them the money to travel and they can see things, you know, and whatever. So anyway, his first rehearsal back since he's come back from Montana was last Wednesday. And so he was not there Sunday. He was there Wednesday, but he was not there Sunday. And so basically the doctor, the trombone player who's an infectious disease doctor, was telling the other trombone players, he's like, hey guys, just want to let you know that I found out that this other trombone player was diagnosed with COVID on Thursday morning after being at rehearsal on Wednesday. And here I am, you know, see, now, luckily the trumpets are in the back and the trombones are in front of us. So I don't even know if that makes a difference, but I'm assuming all their air and stuff is blowing forward, not backwards. But we're not wearing masks. You can't play an instrument with a mask on. Now, I've had my booster. I'm on my third shot now. By the way, just to let everyone know, Arkansas opened it up for everyone. So even though I got it a couple of weeks earlier, Arkansas is now open for anyone to get the booster. So there you go. But so because I know a lot of the states are doing it ahead of the CDC because they're like, you know what, we're getting on this cold weather and people are going to start, you know, our numbers are going to start increasing. We're going to let people get the booster. So I've had the booster. You know, I've had the first two shots. As far as I know, I have not had COVID. I don't think. I didn't have any antibodies when we went to St. Thomas, and which would mean I hadn't had it up to that point. I was already fully vaccinated and I haven't really been sick other than the symptoms I got from the booster. So anyway, I was talking to Mark about it and I said, I'm not sure what to do. Should I quarantine? Like, you know, what do I mean, I've been exposed to someone with COVID and I mean, we know he has COVID, but I'm fully vaccinated with booster and everything. And I don't have any symptoms or anything like that. And we got to talk about it and I thought, I guess I need to take a test. And I've talked to you guys before. I do not like taking tests, especially for medical things, because I think I'm a very pessimistic and hypochondriac person. And I'm like, oh God. And you know, I worry the whole time I'm going to get the test, you know, I worry about it. And then when the test is I've done, but I'm waiting on the results, I'm worrying about that. I already went through that in St. Thomas. And I don't know, you're talking to doctors and they're taking your blood pressure. I'm going to drop dead one. But anyway, I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. Ignorance is bliss until you die. I decided, well, no, it's the responsible thing to do to go and get a test. But I decided, even though if you go to a doctor, your health insurance still covers it or it's free or something. Even if you go to like Walgreens or something like that, I think the test is free. But I decided, you know what, I'm going to buy one of those at-home tests. Because they now have an at-home test that it lets you know within 15 minutes. So I went and bought this test and a Sunday evening, I think. And it's this it's not complicated, but if you haven't done it, there's this card with a little strip on it that has a blue line. And then there's a couple of holes. You have to flatten it out. And then you get this cotton swab thing. You have to turn it around your nose. 5 seconds in each nostril, not too hard, not too soft. It's kind of complicated. And then you put these droplets in one hole and then you put the end of the cotton swab in the other hole and you stick it through and it soaks up the water. I don't know. And then you have to rotate it. And I guess that, then you take the card and you close it so that I guess the watery part touches the strip. And so I did all this. We were watching TV and I was so nervous. I mean, even though I've been fully vaccinated, even if I had it, the worst case scenario, I just have to quarantine for, you know, 10 days or whatever. But I just, I don't like it. So I did all of that and waited my 15 minutes. I waited about 17 minutes just to be sure. And I look at the results and based on the results, I am negative. All that buildup. But I mean, it was a whole process, but I bought two of the kits and I didn't realize the kits have two. So I have three extra kits. If either Mark or I start feeling bad and we want to get a test, we can, we can take the test and not have to go anywhere. We can just take it at home. So that's good, but I don't have it. And I don't know about anybody else in orchestra. I hope nobody else got it, but I'm good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.